Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Moving out is really scary. I think I cried every single day for the first 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I felt like I'd spent all my money buying furniture.
Yeah,
and
see.
Cups.
Oh, yeah. That you don't think about it. Do you know what? I was like thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to get a bed. And then they were like, yeah, don't forget to get a lawnmower for the garden.
Yeah.
What? I've never used a lawnmower in my life.
I went out to buy a lawnmower and bought Christmas decorations. See, and then my dad sent me back to get a lawnmower.
That's nice. That's something I'd do. Like, I'm not going to, I can't cut my, I have hay fever. I can't be doing that. I'll be like, won't be able to see when I'm doing it.
Today's podcast episode is sponsored by Malibu. Malibu has launched a campaign called I Got You Babes to show consumers and customers what they can do in the face of an increasing spiking epidemic. They encourage people to look out for each other during the nighttime economy and to keep vibes going. 73% of people say they don't know what to do in the event of a spiking situation. Malibu believes that every moment matters. Life is about creating memories. So while Malibu isn't in the position to fix a lot of problems in relation to spiking, they can help to equip drinkers with the knowledge of what to do in the event that the worst happens. Malibu has created a 5-step protocol, which is memorable and iconic. I Got You Babes. So Babes stands for, B is for buddy up, to stay with your friend on a night out. A is to alert staff in the event of a spiking situation. B stands for be chatty. It's really important that when somebody's in a vulnerable situation, that they know that they're not alone. E stands for emergency call. Don't hesitate to dial 999 if necessary. And S stands for switch to H2O. The support messaging reinforces that friends should stick together on a night out and also increases confidence and knowledge in what to do in case of a spiking situation. It's important to remember that we have each other's back. So head to Malibu Rum UK on Instagram to find out more about the campaign and to look at extra resources. Welcome back to another episode of Girls Know Nothing. You may recognize today's guest as one half of the McLaughlin sister duo. The McLaughlin girls gathered a following on TikTok during lockdown, and they have gone on to be the most recognized sister duo in the UK. Millie, who is the youngest sister of the two, began her career through pageantry at a young age and even won the title of Miss Junior Teen Great Britain in 2017. So welcome to the studio, Millie. What was the reason that you wanted to start doing pageants?
To be honest, I was into acting. And I was on like a casting website that this American YouTuber told me to use. Okay. And then I was on it. And then an ad for Miss Teen Great Britain showed up. I was like, whoa, what's this? And I checked that out, signed up. And then once I got approved for the semifinals, my mum didn't tell me. Because my mum used to do pageants when she was a kid.
Okay.
And she obviously was very, very different back then. And she was like, no, Millie, it's not going to be good for you. Like, it'll be bad for your mental health and all this stuff. And I was like, no, mum, I want to do it. So I did it. And then she realised it's completely different nowadays. And then, yeah, I've done it ever since.
Was Miss Teen Great Britain your first one?
Yeah, Little Miss Teen Great Britain.
I was 12.
I've been here for 8 years. I'm an old pageant girl.
Yeah, that's weird. It's when you're considered an old pageant girl. I've been doing it for that long. So because you won Junior Teen Great Britain in 2017.
Yeah, so that was 3 years after. 3 years? 2 years after I first competed.
But you did the same system over and over again.
So no, the first system was Little Miss, and then I got top five. Then I was on Junior Galaxy, got first runner up, and then I went to Miss Junior Teen Great Britain and won that.
So what was the reason that you continued doing pageants?
It's like a known fact. And once you do it for the first time, you get like a habit and it's like a bug, and then you just want to keep going back and back and back. I think it's just because like the amount of confidence when you're on stage and you get off stage and you're like, I just done that. Like that, if I can do that, I can do anything. So I think that's what made me love it so much. Like, it completely changed me. Like, I was a proper tomboy. I hated to wear makeup and never wore dress. Like, I was like, hated anything girly. And then when I done that, it's completely transformed me into who I am today.
I feel like loads of people say that, and not people outside the industry don't understand that. So what was, obviously you won Miss Junior Teen Great Britain 2017.
Yeah.
What was going through your head when that happened?
Well, when I won?
Yeah.
To be fair, if anyone, well, with Miss Junior Teen Great Britain, like usually the person that wins interview wins because it's 50%.
Yeah.
And I didn't win interview. So I was standing there with like seven girls, I think. And I already knew, I was like, I ain't won. Like, I was just like, because I didn't win the majority of the vote, technically speaking. I was in shock. Like, I feel like it's just like when you get crowned, like you've been crowned before, it's like a blank. You don't really remember. It's just like, what's just happened? It's like crazy. I just remember shaking and crying and then loads of pictures being taken. It was really hot. That's all I remember. And the next minute I'm just talking to my mum and I'm like, oh my God, I just won. Like, it's just weird. It's like the best feeling ever though. I don't think you can ever describe it without going through it to like actually know what it feels like.
I think all I remember from mine was that I was really thirsty.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about what I wanted to have to drink, and that was it.
Really?
And I almost fell off the stage. So that didn't really help me in that really glamorous moment. But why do you think it helped you build your confidence?
I think it's just because not everyone, it's something that you need to be able to have the right mindset to do. Like, and once you've accomplished something like that, like putting yourself out there, allowing this many people to like look at you and like do a pose and just going out of your comfort zone, it just makes you feel like if you can do that, you're capable of doing many other things. And I feel like that made me gain my confidence. Like when I was like after lockdown and I was like obviously just started TikTok and I was feeling a bit low and a bit confused and less confident, I literally thought to myself, do you know what? I need to do a pageant. Like that will make me realize who I am again, my morals, what I'm meant to do, and like just feel beautiful. Because when you're on stage, everyone's cheering for you. People don't even know.
Yeah.
So it makes you feel like, oh, like we're all amazing. I loved it. So that's the reason why I kept going back and why it changed me so much, to be honest.
Well, I mean, there's lots of conversations about...
She was doing so well.
I know. Whoever rang that doorbell ruined it. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. No, stop. All right, it was so dramatic. I told you, her bark's like really aggressive for such a small dog. Small dog syndrome. There's a lot of conversations about that beauty pageants are negative and they're not good for people. And, you know, different versions of feminism saying it's bad for women. What would you say to people that think that what you do or how you decide to spend your time is bad for other women?
I think when people think that, they don't actually know what pageantry is about, because a lot, not even just like competing, like off the stage as well, you do a lot of work in the environment, like in the communities, a lot of charity work, you make such good friendships and all the women are supporting each other. I think people get confused and they think like, oh, because we're against each other, we're going to hate each other. Like, that's not true. Like, all of my best friends have come from pageants and we encourage each other to do better. And to, if we're against each other, we want each other to both do well. Obviously, everyone wants to win. But if you don't win, you're happy for someone else that's won because you know they've put just as much as effort. So I feel like when people think that it's against women or all these bad, like the bad mentality over it, I think they don't actually know what they're talking about, because I've been doing it for 8 years and I see all the positives from it. I can't say a bad word about it. And there's so many people out there that no longer do it, but still talk positive about it. So I don't agree with what they say. Back in the day, I can understand, because it was body restrictions, it was height restrictions. I wouldn't be able to compete in Miss Universe because I'm not tall enough. So I understand back then it wasn't really inclusive to everyone. But nowadays it's changed and there's been plus size winners, there's been thin winners, like just a bit of everything, to be honest. So yeah, I personally don't agree when people say that, but I can understand with the old fashioned mentality of what it used to be like.
Like, we both look completely different, have very different advocacies, and have both won our respective pageants. And I think that if, you know, I probably would have met the height restriction but not the weight restriction.
Yeah.
So when people say that to me, I kind of just blank out, because I don't think anyone's version of feminism or empowerment's better than anyone else's.
Yeah.
But also, people don't realize that there are so many public figures or people that do social media that have come from pageants. And you're competing again, which is quite scary when you have a public platform because you feel like there's pressure from your own fans to do well.
And
they think it's an advantage that you have a social media following. So how are you dealing with that when you're preparing for your next competition?
To be honest, the first competition I was going to do, like when I did IGM Teen, I didn't really post about it because, not because I wasn't proud of it, because obviously I am, because I've done it since I was younger, but you just don't know, because the amount of hate you get, you just think, if I don't win, I'm going to get loads of hate. But then obviously I didn't win, I got first runner up. And then I thought to myself, I kind of feel a bit guilty that I wasn't proud of it. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like that I didn't post it enough, because that's who I am. Like before I'd done my social media, this is who I am as a person. So this time I've done it, I've been very open about it. I've spoke a lot about it. But to be honest, I have always been nervous thinking, oh, what if it's used against me? Or what happened if, when I wasn't going to do a pageant, I like swore in a video? I don't know. There's so many things you can think of. And it's actually my American pageant coach that made me look at it in a different light. Like she made me believe that like what we do is a business. We are our own business. So technically we run a business and that's how we need to take it. Not as I've got this many followers and I post this and this. It's much more than having a following. There's so much work behind it. Like I just know the people that watch your podcast don't know how much effort you go into making these podcasts perfect, the team behind the scenes. Like there's so much more to it than just speaking in front of camera.
Yeah.
So now I look at it as in this light, as in I'm an entrepreneur of the McLaughlin girls and for Millie McLaughlin. So that's how I look at it in that light now. I don't see it as an advantage. I just see it as that's my job. There's my job and my hobby. And my hobby is pageants. So that's how I took it now. I used to be a bit nervous about talking about pageantry, but now I don't care. I just talk about it as much as I want.
Have you received a lot of hate for doing it? Because I found that I got actually a lot of support for doing it.
Yeah, so I think it was just like, what happens if I get hate?
Yeah.
But when I've spoken about it, there's loads of girls have been like, oh my gosh, some girls don't even know it's a thing in England. And they're like, oh my gosh, tell me more. They want me to like vlog it and all this type of stuff. So I have got a lot of positive response from doing it. So I think that's why I'm more keen to speak openly about it and not be so afraid of the hate, because there's more positive.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So what advice would you give? So if any of your followers are watching now that asked you to vlog it and they were interested in following in your footsteps and entering their first competition, what advice would you give them?
Oh, 100% do it. Literally, if you're struggling with self-esteem, speaking in public spaces, definitely do it, because it changes you as a person. It's changed me. There's many, many other influencers, as you were talking about, that have done it, such as like Misha Grimes, she's a YouTuber, Molly May has done pageantry, and people that you look up to have also done it, and it's probably transformed them into who they are today. So I definitely think do it, have fun. And once you do your first one, you're probably not going to be able to not do it ever again, because it's so addictive.
Yeah.
But I definitely advise every girl, if they're struggling with their confidence, to do it. Like that is my number one advice I always give people and family members, always.
I always think as well, people always think it's a really expensive hobby, and yes, it can be, but there are other ways of doing it that are less expensive. And, you know, some smaller competitions that boost your confidence just as much that aren't as expensive to enter, because, you know, I don't know how it is to enter IJM, but to do Universe.
Yeah,
is a pretty penny, but like I consider it as an investment to myself rather than like spending ridiculous amounts of money on something that like I walked away feeling like a better person.
No, definitely.
So for me, it was worth it.
Yeah, it's just like any other hobby, to be honest. Like, if your hobby's football, the amount of money you spend in petrol going backwards and forwards, the amount of money you spend on new pair of shoes, like, it's just where you put your money into it. Like, I know this can just make someone feel a little bit better if they're worried about their dress is not as expensive as someone else's. The year I actually won, one of the contestants had a dress that was worth thousands of pounds. I remember it, and I was thinking, oh my God, her dress, my dress was 50 quid.
Yeah.
I'm like a shop from around the corner near my mum's. Like, my dress was not made by anyone. It wasn't sparkly. So I was really worried. And I ended up winning, and this girl placed top 10, I think. So it doesn't matter how much money you spend. It doesn't matter what dress you have on. It's the person that's wearing the dress and the way you wear it. So when I won and I wasn't wearing the most expensive gown on the stage, it made me realize, actually, those things don't matter. What matter is the quality of the person that's wearing the dress. Not that the other girl didn't have any quality.
Yeah.
She's an amazing person. But it just shows that it doesn't matter how much you spend. It's about what you do and how you present yourself on stage. So that's how I take it. Like, you don't have to spend so much money and able to win. Like, you can be on a budget and still win. Because I was on a budget.
We're quite an environmentally friendly group. We all reshare and resell and swap outfits. So,
Rent in. Oh my gosh. I love the renting system. Because like, especially because my mum runs a pageant in Portugal, lots of the girls struggle to like be able to afford dresses. So I just find loads of girls that would rent them. And then instead of spending £100 on a dress, you can rent one for like £30.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's so much easier for them. So I like that.
Earlier, you were talking about how you see yourself as an entrepreneur running a business, and you are 50% of the McLaughlin girls. And you started your TikTok during lockdown.
Yeah.
So what was the reason, like, that you, was it just because you were, I always find people that do TikTok say that during lockdown they started it because there was nothing else for them to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, to be honest, it's like, obviously when I started TikTok, well, you'll know this, but people that are watching, I actually lived abroad. So I lived in Portugal, and my sister actually didn't live with me. She wasn't living with me for 3 years, but obviously the pandemic happened and everyone was like, oh my gosh, we're closing the borders. It was all like scary at the start because no one knew what was coming. So my sister got the last flight over, and when she landed, I was like, Megs, let's do TikTok. She was like, no, I ain't doing that. Like, she was my age back in the day. So she was like, I ain't doing that. No, that's for kids. I was like, no, let's do a TikTok. It'd be fun. So I made her do a TikTok with my mom, and then it just blew up in America overnight. Like, it was really strange. Like, in 2 days, we gained like 200,000 followers, and they were American.
Oh, wow.
So it was like, what's going on? Like, it was so weird. The video was like going up and up and up and up. So the account was originally mine, but then I enjoyed it more doing it with my sister and like doing it with the family. So then I was like, let's change it. And then my mom thought of the name. So then we changed it to McLaughlin Girls. And then we've done it together ever since. So we did start in lockdown in Portugal, and then obviously we moved to the UK and then continued here.
How do you think like the platform has evolved since you started doing it?
Oh, there's so many different things on TikTok now. Like, obviously TikTok Shop, that was never a thing. I actually like TikTok Shop, to be fair, I'm dissing it. Like, I really like it. We've also done TikTok Shop, but that was not a thing. I'm pretty sure as well the filters wasn't a thing. There was no filters when we started, only the little like, it changes the light in. The editing system, I'm not sure if you use the editing, like how they edit is completely different. It's easier. I think they've made the app easier to use. And obviously there's so many more people on it. Like, when Megan and I started in the UK, half the people that are popular now didn't even exist on TikTok. So like, it's just like loads of people, new faces, new popularity. And it's nice to see that the app's grown so much. And that people aren't bored of it yet, because I'm definitely not.
No. Do you know what? I was one of those people that didn't want to download the app because it was like a dancing app. I can't dance. Why would I want to download it? Like, it would be pointless for me. It's for kids. And then now people do so many different styles of content on there. So then how do you know what content you need to put out?
To be honest, this is something that like Megan and I, we're not struggling with, but it's harder for us because basically, especially in the UK, it's popular to do like the get ready with me videos and get ready with me for this outfit. Like, it's a lot of talking, a lot of makeup. Like, and Megan and I's niches aren't really like that. Obviously we do fashion, but we don't really speak. So we're now trying to change our content to being more vocal. When we do speaking ones, they actually do really well. Because we don't live together, it's hard to do a get ready with me every morning. But a lot of our style of content's very American. Like, people usually think we're American. Like, when we go live, they're like, we thought you were American, not even English. Like, we have a lot of American followers. So we have to like change it up a bit now and then. But it's kind of just trends, isn't it? TikTok, like, you see what's trending. There's a sound that's trending. You put your twist on the sound. So that's kind of like what we do to keep up with the changes. But we have found it a bit difficult because obviously the speaking aspect, but we're still doing really well. We're not degrading, like going less. But TikTok has changed a lot since we started, but positively. So I think Megan and I will just continue to change as the app changes. We've changed our style of content so many times.
I find that TikTok can be quite a negative space though. I get really free. There's some social medias that I just don't tend to open because I find them quite negative. Mm-hmm. TikTok, I love to watch other people's content, but I don't necessarily like to post content myself because of like how negative it can be.
Wow, see, I personally hate posting Instagram reels because I feel like the comment section is horrific on Instagram. So that just shows different perspectives. Like my TikTok comments are like not that bad. Obviously you get a few now and then, but I feel more anxiety posting on reels because my reel comments and even on YouTube shorts. Like I'll still post it. There's obviously
YouTube shorts is rough.
You need you need thick skin to post on YouTube shorts. Jeez. But that's mad. That do you get a lot of hate then on TikTok, would you say?
It's just people blaming me for stuff that isn't my fault.
Oh really?
But you just
Everyone's gonna have an opinion at the end of the day. You can't make anyone happy, especially nowadays. Like everyone gets offended with so many things. I remember once we did a prank years ago and like we cracked an egg or something. The comment section was horrific. They're like, why are you wasting food? And I'm like, oh yeah, to be honest, that is a waste of food. But then you just don't think of it in the moment. Do you know what I mean? Like you're like having fun. I cracked one egg on my mom's head and the comment section was ruthless. So I'm like, oh, I can't do that now. Like, it's just like so many things. You can't please anyone. There's always going to be someone angry.
So how do you deal with the anxiety when it comes to posting content? Sometimes it's out of your control, especially if you're working with a brand.
I think I've just learned to not care. And like, that's easy for me to say because at the start, I really struggled. Like when I moved to the UK, I was crying a lot. Like I got a lot of hate when I first moved over here. I don't know why. It was mainly on my appearance and I'd always like cry and I get really upset. But then as I've just got a bit older, I think it's just with time and you just learn, you learn that it doesn't really matter. Like I am who I am. This person that, I don't even know who the person is, if it's how old they are, they want to call me ugly, just leave it as that. I'm not going to retaliate. Like I don't retaliate hardly ever. Like if I retaliate, it's just a joke. Like I would never be like, you're this, you're that, you're this. Like I don't. So I think that's where some people might go wrong. Because I think if you retaliate, they like the attention you're giving them. So they'll give you more. So I think that's what I don't retaliate to it.
But what coping mechanisms did you have to give yourself? Because even people that don't have public platform, they're still subjected to hate and then they don't really know how to deal with what they're getting.
I think it's really, I think everyone does it, like copes differently. But how I coped was I spoke to my mum about it. Like my mum is always like, she's been there for me since day one. So when I was struggling, I'd always speak to her about it. And she's an adult, she knows better than me. She has more life experience.
Mums always know best.
Yeah, they know best. So I speak to my mum and she does help me a lot. But I know some people can't speak to their mums about it because they're too scared or embarrassed or whatever the scenario is. So maybe speaking to a friend can help, or a family member, could be your nan, could be your sister. But I think they always have their best intentions. Like they have your best intentions at heart. So I'd advise to speak to someone like that and just tell them how you're feeling and they can maybe give you solutions to help the way you're feeling.
As part of the McLaughlin sisters duo, what was the most like memorable, rewarding part of your guys' journey?
We've done a lot of things that like we're really proud of. But I think the one thing that's like been like the best thing is obviously when we got verified, because I don't think people actually understand what you need to do to get verified on TikTok. Like on Instagram, you could pay for
it's
it
so
now.
Hard.
It's so hard, especially when like, obviously, if you're a singer or an artist or an actor or even you've been on TV, it's different because you've been on like a public eye. It's very different. But when you're like building it at home, it's not as easy to get press. It's not as easy for these things to happen. So when we were trying for like 2 years, so when we got verified, oh my gosh, like I cried my eyes out. Like it was like the bit, like it was such a good moment. My mum cried because she knew how long it was taking us. Because it's not based on followers. Like I think people think if you have a million, you can get verified. It's not like that at all. So I think that would be our biggest accomplishment, like meaningful for myself.
Yeah, I think people have this misconception as well that it is just a blue tick.
Yeah.
But actually, when you partner with brands as well, they see it as like,
looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's like basically like having letters after your name with a degree when you go for a job interview. It's like that, like they do take it into consideration.
Yeah, definitely.
And I think it helps boost yourself when you're approaching these brands and they're like, yeah, actually, they've gone through the loopholes to get this.
Yeah, it makes you stand out as well. Like, yeah. There could be so many people that have like similar amount of following as Megan and I, but if they're not verified, not that makes us better, but it just means that we have that tick. Yeah. And then they'll be like, oh, they have this tick, let's work with them. Like it just makes you stand out a bit more. And obviously it shows that you've worked to get to that point. So that would definitely, without a doubt, was the most meaningful part of my career personally. I think Megan would agree, to be honest. We were both in tears when it happened.
Today's podcast episode is sponsored by Malibu. Malibu has launched a campaign called I Got You Babes to show consumers and customers what they can do in the face of an increasing spiking epidemic. They encourage people to look out for each other during the nighttime economy and to keep vibes going. 73% of people say they don't know what to do in the event of a spiking situation, with 70% of victims feeling vulnerable when a spiking occurs and they don't know where to turn to for help. Malibu believes that every moment matters. Life is about creating memories. So while Malibu isn't in the position to fix a lot of problems in relation to spiking, they can help to equip drinkers with the knowledge of what to do in the event that the worst happens. 40% of 18 to 25 year olds believe that they have been spiked. The statistics are the same for men and for women, so anyone can be a victim. Malibu has created a 5-step protocol which is memorable and iconic. I Got You Babes. So BABES stands for B is for buddy up, to stay with your friend on a night out. A is to alert staff in the event of a spiking situation. B stands for be chatty. It's really important that when somebody's in a vulnerable situation that they know that they're not alone. E stands for emergency call. Don't hesitate to dial 999 if necessary. And S stands for switch to H2O. The supportive messaging reinforces that friends should stick together on a night out and also increases confidence and knowledge in what to do in case of a spiking situation. It's important to remember that we have each other's back. So head to Malibu Rum UK on Instagram to find out more about the campaign and to look at extra resources. Do you find it hard to do solo work because you started off as a duo?
I think at the start we were like, oh, we can't do stuff alone because like, we're together. But I think as we've grown a bit on like our little accounts and stuff like that, I just think our little accounts gives our followers the opportunity to see our own personalities. Because when Megan and I are together, obviously we bounce off each other's energy, but I have my own life. I have my own hobbies. I have my own interests. Like Megan doesn't do pageants. I do pageants. Yeah. I'm not going to talk about pageants on the McLaughlin Girls page because that's my thing. So I think when we have our own pages, it just gives our followers the opportunity to get to know us a bit better on a personal level. And then obviously when we're together, it's all the fun, the sister, the family, like all the amazing things. So it was a bit weird at start doing the solo, but now we both love it. Like Megan does her makeup, Megan smashes it on like doing, I don't know if you've seen, like she like transforms herself. It's like sick, I can't do that. I can't do stuff like that. So it's not, I like seeing Megan doing her own thing as well. So we support each other though. There's no like, because I know some sisters can be a bit like, oh, I don't want her to do
competition.
That. Competition-wise, like Megan and I don't look at each other like that. Like I'm on here today alone. She's not. She ain't at home going, oh, I wish I was on. Like she's just understand. Yeah. She couldn't even make it. So she's like, you go. Like you have fun. So we don't see it as a competition, which I think is good and healthy.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's lots of you know, when you were talking about, you know, you have your own life on your own personal social media. You'd put out that you were going through a breakup.
Yeah.
In the public eye. I mean, going through a breakup as like not even just as a young person, just in general, is really, really tough. So what was the reason that you felt comfortable or like should be made public?
Well, to be honest, I originally, like, obviously I only announced it like 4 months after, and I wasn't actually going to announce it. The day I announced it, something happened and I was like, do you know what? I'm tired of this. Like, I'm just going to announce it. Because when you were like, when I had such a public relationship, like my whole life, my whole relationship, my holidays, my birthday presents, like everyone knew everything about my relationship. And I personally felt like it wasn't fair. I was like, you can't show all the happy sides and then when it goes downhill, not show the real side, because then people just be like, well, what happened? Like, this is like, you were so happy and now nothing's being said. So I felt like I should have said something, and I'm happy I did, because all the comments stopped, all the messages. Oh my gosh, the amount of messages I'd get. It was like trending on TikTok saying like, oh, Millie and so-and-so have split up. Like, it's just, I just wanted, and being younger as well, obviously my ex is older than me, so he can, I don't know his opinion on it, but I don't think he wanted to speak about it, but I felt the need to do it because it's not fair. I have younger girl followers. I don't want them to think that everything's rainbows and sunshine. Like, it's not. Yeah. Like, relationships aren't always perfect, and ours definitely wasn't. So, but to be honest, with my announcement, I didn't really speak about like what happened. I spoke more on my own personal experience. Like, obviously, as I mentioned in there, like, I was worried about my weight loss and being going into a little dark hole, like all these things that people think about. And I just shown people the positive side of you can get out of it if you're struggling. Like, there's always like, what's the saying, like the tunnel saying,
the light at the end of the tunnel.
That's it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
I'm not full of the quotes, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So I was happy I announced it. And I wouldn't change anything I've done with announcing it. And obviously I announced it on both pages. Because I announced it on my personal, because it's my personal, and my big one, because that's where my followers are. And that's where I mainly posted my relationship. So I needed to post it on both. And I'm happy I did, because I got it over and done with. I get hardly any messages now. And it's just like, I can like close the book and like open a new chapter type of thing.
Well, one thing that I've seen with my own friends have relationships in the public eye is that people feel entitled to know everything about your relationship. So how do you know when to keep things private and when to keep, make things public?
I think you just learn. Like, I've learned from this relationship that I don't think I'll post another relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't want to do that. And also, like, I just want to stay away from that now. I felt the need to do it because it's not fair to show the positives and not the negatives. So that's why I've done that. But now with like new relationships, not that I'm in one before anyone starts saying
otherwise you're gonna get weird DMs later.
Like, what? Not in a relationship. But when I do get in one, I do think I will keep it private until I feel like it's necessary. Or I might tell everyone I have a relationship but not show the person. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Just to keep that bit private and separate. Because I do feel like, and I think my ex will agree with me on this if he ever hears this. I feel like our relationship became very like content. Like
work relationship.
Like, we obviously we loved each other at one point, but like I do feel like it was like we see each other like, oh, let's film a TikTok. And then it was like, obviously we'd spend time together and not film, but like everything we done was filmed. Like every holiday, every every present given. When I got my dog, obviously it's lovely moments to capture and I'm happy I have these memories, but you're not living in the moment. You're filming. Like, it was very strange to talk about like that. But so I think now I've learned I'm not going to do that again. So I really have, from that experience, I've learned I need to keep some things private so that I can cope by myself, because it was really hard for me. I really struggled like with all the messages and all the hate, and like I got bad hate from like boys.
It's so bizarre that anybody would think to send someone hate.
I know.
Because their relationship ended.
I know, it was like loads of boys coming at me. And I think that was because maybe his followers are more male. I'm not sure. Okay. But it was a lot of boys coming at me, like saying horrific things about me, like my appearance, about like who I am as a person, my body. Like, what? We just broke up, chill out.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't need to go that deep. Like, so yeah, I think I won't ever announce on it. We don't know.
No, I think it's always important to remember when you're a content creator or when you're like a public figure is that you're allowed to keep some things for yourself. Mm-hmm. And like not everything about you has to be accessible by the public, and they don't have a right to everything in your life. Mm-hmm. Because you put stuff online.
Definitely. Like, there are stuff I keep private. Like, there's a lot of like family matters I never speak about, like from when I was a kid to now. But like my relationship, I think, who knows? I might do it. I think it depends on who I'm with. If they're like proper on TikTok, probably not, because I don't want to have that thing all over again. But like if there's someone that doesn't even use social media, like who cares? Like, I just, do you know what I mean? It just depends.
What would you say, like, your future goals and, like, aspirations are?
Obviously, oh, I love this question because I always get like, oh, there's so many things that I'd love to do, but I haven't even started. Obviously, we signed to a new management, so that's really exciting. But Megan and I obviously want to start doing like hosting type of things. It's all in the talks at the minute. I'd love to go, like Megan and I would love to do something TV wise, but it's scary because loads of them are like relationships. And obviously, yeah. Megan's in a relationship. So maybe we do things separately on TV. I don't know. Something like that. Do you know what I'd love to do? You're going to laugh, maybe.
Oh, go on.
Voice acting. Because I go on TikTok. Like,
you like know, voiceovers?
Yeah, you know, like
okay.
the cartoons.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you're like, because on my TikTok, I do like imitations of people.
Uh-huh.
And they do really well. And everyone's like, you should do this. And I'm like, I might make that a goal for next year.
You want to be a voice actor?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that's what it was called. So I learned something.
I think
today.
That's what it's called. But yeah, I think Meg and I will continue to grow doing what we do. I want to get to 1 million followers on my little page. I don't really post that
I love
much.
That you call it little page, but you're like, I want to get to 1 million followers.
I call it little because I don't prioritize it, Jimmy.
Yeah.
But I'm almost there. And obviously, like, I just want to, I'm moving out next week by myself. So that's already like a big tick for me. Yeah. I wanted to do that next year, but life changes. So I've had to do it this year. But those are definitely my goals for now. But knowing me, I'll probably find a new goal tomorrow and just like write them down on my list.
Oh, God. Do you know what, actually? Moving out is really scary. I think I cried every single day for the first 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. I felt like I'd spent all my money buying furniture.
Yeah,
and
see.
Cups.
Oh, yeah. That you don't think about it. Do you know what? I was like thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a bed. And then they were like, yeah, don't forget to get a lawnmower for the garden.
Yeah.
What? I've never used a lawnmower in my life.
I went out to buy a lawnmower and bought Christmas decorations. See, and then that, my dad sent me back to get a lawnmower.
That's nice. That's something I'd do. Like, I'm not going to, I can't cut my, I have hay fever. I can't be doing that. I'll be like, won't be able to see when I'm doing it.
You have to, because otherwise Milo won't be able, you won't be able to see Milo in the garden.
Oh yeah, true.
That's what happened with Vienna.
Yeah, Milo's like tiny.
And she's twice the size of him.
Oh gosh, yeah. All the things, you just don't think about it.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize how much money your parents have spent to like.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
Raise you until you move alone. You're like, oh my gosh.
I apologize for being a brat when I was younger.
Literally. Everything.
I realized.
Like towels. You don't even think, like even the things that just come, you don't even think about it. Toilet paper. Okay, toilet paper is a bit of a given.
Welcome to adult life.
Disinfectant for the toilet. You don't even realize. And it's expensive, by the way. No wonder people go to like the cheaper supermarket. I went to, where did I go? I went to Sainsbury's.
I set her off now.
No, honestly, I went to Sainsbury's, brought fruit, some cleaning products, 80 quid. 80 quid.
What did you buy?
I literally bought fruit, not even a meal, fruit, toilet roll, and some cleaning products. I was like that with my like credit card like, going to buy. I couldn't believe it.
Okay, well, we know that Millie's got some really bougie toilet roll in that
honestly,
house.
Honestly, I need to start looking at like the price, like the proper, like analyze every single brand. I didn't realize it until, do you know when you like just buy it and you're like, a watermelon. Like you don't think, and then it's like 5 quid. Cheese is like £9. I can't even believe it.
I've stopped having toast because Lurpak's too expensive.
No. Lurpak is like 8 quid, isn't it?
Yeah.
See what I mean? I'm like, I need more like jobs.
TikTok shop doesn't pay enough for this kind of like lifestyle.
I didn't even know you can earn that much off TikTok shop, by the way. Like I saw like a girl's like, yeah, but this much. I was like,
yeah, it's
what?
Crazy.
I couldn't believe it.
It's actually insane. That's why I think if anyone wants to do it, you should just do it.
Yeah.
You have nothing to lose by just starting.
Honestly, I posted a video on like a TikTok shop for the first time. I was like nervous. I was like, I'm not going to sell anything. And you get a bit addicted to it. I've only sold like 5 things, but like it's sick. I'm like, oh
can
my
afford
gosh.
Some new toilet paper.
Yes. That's actually paid for my Lurpak.
There you go then.
Like £8. Love it.
I can't believe I set you off with that one line.
Oh, honestly, that you could talk about anything, but
I think it triggers anyone off that's moved out.
I just can't believe it.
I always ask guests the same final question.
Okay.
So if you could give your younger self a piece of advice based on your life and career journey so far, what would it be?
Gosh, this is like a pageant question.
It is, isn't it?
It's like full on.
Prepping you for the top five Q&A.
Oh my gosh. Honestly. Okay. Let me adjust my butt. So basically, I'm going to say it's a quote. I'm not full of quotes, but this is my quote.
Okay.
It's the only quote I know. So it's treat yourself like someone you love. I actually listened to this on a TED talk. Sounds so professional. But how I analyze it is, if you came to me with these problems, what advice would I give you? As someone that I love and appreciate and want to see do well, what advice would I give you? Because I feel like the advice you give someone else that you care about, you don't take yourself.
Yeah.
So if you start to treat yourself like someone you love, you take things in a very different perspective. For example, if people are calling you ugly, if people are saying you're boring, no personality, if your friend came up to you and told you that, what advice would you give her? No, you're not ugly. You're fun. I love hanging out with you. That's what I do to myself. When someone calls me ugly, I go, well, I don't think I'm ugly. People say I'm beautiful all the time. Or people think you're boring or not funny. Well, that's a lie, because I make myself laugh. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, this is how I would speak to my younger self, because I feel like I used to care a lot about what people used to think about myself. And I used to take the criticism so much, especially when I was in school. But ever since I literally watched that TED talk, my life changed. Like, when I go for a breakup, I'll rewatch that video. You should watch it. I'm boosting. Well, I don't know the guy's name, but whoever he is, shout out to him. It literally changed my life. I've got it saved on my phone. And every time I'm feeling low or I'm feeling sad about something, I watch it. And it's just giving me a completely different perspective onto my life. So that's what I would do. Treat yourself like someone you love. Boom.
I think that's really, really good advice. And I think we're all guilty of not taking the advice that we'd give to someone else. But thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Good luck on your house move.
Thank you.
And good luck for International Junior Miss.
Oh yes.
I'm going to watch it.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
Live or like?
Oh no, I'm going to come watch it.
Are you actually?
Yeah.
If I don't see a poster with my face on it, I'm going to be very
upset. I will make a I'll actually come with like a cut out of your face.
Are you serious? Yeah, do you know what? There's actually loads of people from HLD are coming.
So are they?
It could be a little Millie section.
Yeah, do it. Honestly, I'll be there.
But make sure you cheer for everyone else. But just a little bit of a heart a clap for me. I'm joking, please.
I know, amazing. Well, you'll have to send me, I can't wait to see your dress, so.
Oh, okay, I'll send you it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.